Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Ola Langren and I'm Chief of the Myeloma Service at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. I am frequently asked, given the progression from two-drug to three-drug regimens, what are the major clinical benefits and how will combination therapy change in the future? Well, I think that's a very important question that has immediate clinical implications. My answer is that I think across the board, looking through all the studies that have recently been presented and published, it seems that three drugs in the setting of newly diagnosed patients with multiple myeloma deliver faster and deeper complete responses and overall responses as well, and that translates into longer progression-free and also overall survival. So in my practice and at our institution, three drugs is really what we use as a standard of care. There are different opinions out there, and for transparency, discussing back and forth, there are groups that argue that for patients who have a cytogenetic standard risk, that maybe two drugs would be enough, while patients with high-risk disease would definitely have to be on a three-drug combination because the disease is more aggressive. Our opinion, and many other groups' opinions, are actually the opposite, that patients with more of a standard risk, they are the ones that have the best responses, the deepest, fastest, and the longest responses, and also the longest progression-free and overall survival if you use the best combinations of drugs that typically include three drugs. So at our institution, we would use the three-drug combination for all patients, and we would look and use these cytogenetic and FISH-based panels more as prognostic indicators, but we would not use them to scale back on therapy. Looking at the setting of relapse disease, very similarly to the newly diagnosed patients, studies consistently show that patients who have received three drug combinations compared to two drug combinations, they do much better. And it's true both in high risk disease and in what people refer to as standard risk using FISH and cytogenetics. In fact, and I would argue, if you look in the patient with a standard risk, that's where you have the longest additional benefit of a three-drug combination. So again, at our institution, in my personal clinical practice, three-drug is the new standard of care. And to push a little bit further and to look into the future, I do foresee that there will be a lot of development going beyond three drugs. I think we are going to end up using four drugs in many instances, and it may be the standard of care for most patients in the future, but the future will tell. I think adding a monoclonal antibody to the drugs that we currently have as three drug combinations is a very, very reasonable approach going forward. And as I discussed during my presentation, I could see that I could even potentially change the standard of care for the role, for example, of a high-dose melphalan with stem cell support in newly diagnosed patients. Maybe a four-drug combination could be something that could lead to a delayed transplant approach. Of course, we need to see what studies deliver, and the proof is in the pudding. It's an exciting future, isn't it? So with that, I would like to thank you so much for your attention and for participating in this program. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com. Thank you very much.